Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Church, good morning. Are you a lover of Jesus? Let me celebrate my brother, Pastor, Barrister Oji. Amen. This is the doing of the Lord. And it is marvelous in our hearts. I requested for a Yoruba song that I feel strongly that God will use it to interpret my message this morning. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men to me. So there is just two contests. Some people are lifting up Jesus, whereby some people are lifting up Satan. The die is cast. You can't be in between. You can come to church and you don't lift up that name. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run it into it, and they are saved. I got saved in a generation whereby when you don't talk about Christ to the dying world, when you don't witness Jesus to the dying world, when it is 4:30 p.m., you begin to cry. You feel you have sinned. I got saved in the 90s, whereby I saw missionaries, I saw medical doctors that abandoned it and they went into mission field for life. I saw believers that wake up in the morning, they will go from Oshodi to Abuli Egba just to be witness inside Molu Ebos. You never met Molu Ebos. You met BRC Boss. Gen Z met which boss? We, our own generation is Molu. You understand what I'm saying? It was a generation whereby people were seeking the Lord. In Matthew chapter 3, the disciples of John, that is what they call the law of attraction. The disciples of John, please sit down. The disciples of John saw Jesus and they were attracted to Jesus. Now listen to me. And they said, Rabbi, we like you, we love your person and things like that. And Jesus asked them one question. One question. And that question actually rattled me till today. And that question was the same question Saul of Tarsus, that became Paul, was asking when he got converted. The question the disciples of John were asking Jesus is this. We like you. We love your person. We love your swag. We love your preaching. We love this. And Jesus made a profound statement. He said, what seekest thou? He said, what seekest thou? Everybody is still in church this morning. But what we are seeking is different. I can tell you 60% are not seeking the Lord. I'm not insulting anybody. And you will see the signs that people are not seeking the Lord. Maybe people, you are just seeking to get a job. And when Jesus gives you a job, you're done. Some people are seeking for tall, dark, and handsome. And when they get one, their passion drops. What do you seek? What are you looking for? Some people can't even go to a church that does not have AC or Oxfam. It's so bad in this generation. People are looking for a church that has this kind of slides to go to. It's so bad. But I remember a generation that I got saved. I remember when I was in secondary school, one of my friends got saved. The son, the father is a multi-millionaire in Lagos. And the father told him, it's either you choose Jesus or you choose me. And my friend said, I choose Jesus. And the father said, from today I disowned you and I won't sponsor you again. And the young man still said, I choose Jesus. Tell the next person to you. Say, will you choose Jesus? And I saw it. So during long vacation, July, when we go on long vacation, he doesn't go back home. He will go and do odd jobs, which they call Billy Pongpong or Billy Sokwe, people that they are building. He will do it for 2 months to raise money to pay his fees. He was living like a pauper. A lot of you never knew Dr. Panam Pasipaul. His father disowned him because he chose Jesus, the son of a rich man, and took his name from his will. And he didn't see his father again. He didn't blow initially. He got saved in the 70s. Dr. Panam is about 71 years about now. His father took his name from the will. You didn't know that Jesus had 12 disciples. Out of the 12 disciples, 11 were martyred. They wanted to martyr the 12. When I mention the word martyr, you think, is martyr tom-tom? Because you don't even know what they call martyr. Because the present-day preacher will not talk about martyr. They won't talk about rapture. They won't talk about second coming of Christ. I don't have business to tell you that 21 ways that you will prosper. You know what? Nobody serves God and goes down. Man pay wages, God but God rewards. You didn't hear what I just said? When you work for a man, they give you salary. They give you wages. When you serve the Lord, he rewards you. And before your lifetime, he gives you a fourth generation blessing. Fourth. Generation one, generation two, generation three, generation four. That nothing can touch them. I don't know, maybe you've heard about that great icon of faith called Maurice Evelo. Passed on to glory like 2 years ago. One of the foremost evangelists the world has produced. His grandson became a drug cartel. Stay there, just a song, and I pray God will use you for that song will minister to us. Became a drug cartel. You know the South Americans, they major in drugs. Costa Rica, Mexico, and those places, down to Brazil, they major in drugs. So the son became a drug cartel. And it was so bad that CNN will bring out his name. It was not just selling in their hand. A cartel is somebody, a baron, that actually, that's what he does from nation to nation. And they were looking for him. The way they were looking for Escobar. And the whole family were bad for that. That this boy wanted to destroy the Cervelo's legacy and dynasty. So they held a family meeting. I said, Grandpa, there's a problem. And in the meeting, they said, this is what this boy is doing. CIA is carrying, looking for him. They are projecting this boy on CNN. Then Dr. Maurice Cervelo began to laugh. He laughed. If you know his tiny voice, he began to laugh. In the family meeting. Then suddenly he stopped. They said, my grandson can never serve Satan. My seed can never serve Satan. Except God is a liar. And because God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. As he said it, will he not do it? When you serve the Lord with all your heart, your mouth, your leg, your body, your car, your money, with everything. everything in you, especially when you serve the Lord to use your life to win souls. You can't go down. You can't go down. You can't. You can't go down. My son is not serving, my grandson is not serving Satan. He went to a university to understudy Satan so he can destroy Satan. Then he said, close this meeting. Did you hear what I just said? Maurice Elusa said, my son is in a school now. He went to Satan's university so he can understudy Satan so he can now destroy the works of Satan. He said, nobody should fast, nobody should pray. And every Christian today don't understand God's word. Because you see, there are over 8,000 promises in God's word. When you look at Psalm 22, from verse 30, 29, 30, 31, he said, a seed shall serve him, he shall be accounted unto the Lord for a generation. Please, daughter, come. This is a seed shall serve the Lord. A seed. One person serve God. But when you serve God with all your heart, a generation comes out of you. They didn't hear what I just said. A seed shall serve him, and it shall be accounted unto the Lord for a generation. Did you see a seed? Look at the screen. Say with me, a seed shall. Say it loud. Say it with power. A seed shall serve him. Seed serving Jesus. Seed. Who is the seed? I. Seed. Not going to church. Not leaving nightclub on Saturday night and getting on Sunday morning and coming to club. You are not serving the Lord. Not coming to church on Sunday and you are being dubious from Monday to Friday. You are not serving the Lord. There is no hope for anybody that is not serving the Lord. If you like, you are in the register of a church. They write your name in Potter's House, but they may not write your name in the book of life. Serve the Lord with your life. A lot of you, because you don't, we're in a generation where you open the social media space, people that are doing ministry does not even understand the world. They don't know the danger of the world. How do you preach for 1 hour and you share your personal testimonies for 50 minutes? And you did not touch the world. I was flying to Chicago. I was flying to Germany. I have 40 shoes. I have 50 cars. I have 80 this. There's a word scarcity going on. People come to church, their spirit man is dead and dry. Fight for your soul. Fight for the soul of your life. It is not a slogan. Jesus is coming back again. He's coming back. He's coming back. I'm worried. I'm really worried that so a sinner walks to church, cats walk to church, and goes out of church as a sinner. I am worried, Pastor Maris. A sinner will enter church and will go back as a sinner. I am really worried. I'm worried that there are 52 Sundays in a year, and nobody's talking about rapture. The final resting place of a Christian. No, God is coming. What is my business to teach you how to buy shares? The systems of Babylon. They are the pyramid system of Babylon. That is not your security. No job can secure your destiny. If I share this mystery here, because job is a byproduct of the fall of Adam. They didn't hear what I was. Job was not the intention of God for Adam in the garden. Eden was a calling. He said, tender it and keep it. Eden was a calling to Adam. But when he fell, the Lord caused the ground. And that your sweat is what will produce you what you will eat. So job is not a calling. You're not hearing what I'm saying. So I now bring you to church. You come here and you are drinking 10 bottles of big stout and you're in church after 2 years. You said, I'm getting born again, small, small. If it's not four bottles, you have not met the Lord. Do you know who the Lord is? In those days, when people sing, He is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. He has. Give me the old school flavor. Every knee. Every tongue
that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Hello, you might know Him as your Savior, but you don't know Him as your Lord. God is not a Democrat. Jesus is not a Democrat. He's an autocrat. The Bible is autocracy. It's not government of the people. It's not government for the people. That's not scriptures. Go and read from Genesis. When God wants to use a man, call a man. He came to Abraham. A-B-R-A-M. Abraham. Not the one that has H-M. A-B-R-A-M. That Abraham was the one from the hall of the Chaldeans. From the lineage of idol worshippers. There is nobody in this lineage that has met the Lord. There is nobody in that race that has met Yahweh. They died in idol worship. They worship idol worship. God, out of mercy, looked from His throne. The one that heaven is His throne and the heart is His pulse to. He said, I will change you from Abraham to Abraham. And called him out of the hall of the Chaldeans. This is where I'm going. He didn't negotiate with him. Will you do it or not?
Hey.
How will God come to Abraham and negotiate? Because God was not talking to Abraham, the old man. God was talking to Abraham, the circumcised one. That's why you're in church. You don't understand spiritual things. You don't. That's why when you look at your time, your chronological time, and they say the service is 2 hours. When Pastor Mavis is preaching, something is telling you, Pastor, hey, stand up, I want to get out. You know the number of sessions you spend to watch World Cup football. You know it. You know, as a Chelsea fan, the new discovery in Chelsea, the striker from Brazil, you know how you are celebrating with your friend. There are people seated there that are Chelsea fans, that when Chelsea won the Club World Cup, they spent $250,000. There's a champagne bottle that is about $1.5 million. The same person that called his friend and celebrated, when he wants to drop something in the offering, he will drop 2,000 naira. You've not met. You're an old man inside Zion. You're a Babylonian inside Zion. You are not part of us. You are strange. You are not part of us. You don't have the gene of Jesus inside you. How do you celebrate Liverpool against Jesus? Listen to me. You know the song I said you sing? I was hearing that song at that place. So I called Pastor Sheyi. The song was saying in my Boguaye. I'm not just singing this one. Bobo aye, egbe Josi yiga, angeli, go on wo lefun. Listen to me. What kind of God is this? That angels that are cleaner than us, God preferred a sinning vessel to angel. What kind of God is that? Angels gathered in Psalm 8, verse 4. Angels. Go and look at the discussion in Psalm 8, verse 4. If there were angels that gathered out of envy, they said, what is man that God is mindful? God is mindful. What kind of God is this? He said, what is man? Angel Gabriel, what is man that God is mindful of Mavis? What is man? God is mindful of Shay. What is man? God is mindful. Inside God's mind, even in our mistakes, with all our, listen to me. Well, if you think the guy that is talking to you is a good guy, I'm a very bad boy. But God was mindful of me. Not when I was saved. Maybe somebody needs to explain this to you, why you must serve the Lord. Because I came across the scripture when Paul was writing, he said, "And yet we were." Who can bring out it for me? It was past tense, not R. W-E-R-E. "And yet we were." If it's not conditional love. Don't know, someone sang a talk. I was a Bon Disco boy. He sang a talk with, "Give me your unconditional love." That is a man not alone. No woman, no lady will die for a man that you know that this man just wants to use your body. After he has eaten your body, he shifts to another body. You won't give your heart and your life to that woman, not to talk of God. Oto today la ray abi. O wa for second service. Ton ba ti close e. O tun lo. Boruko re o si ninu weye. You may not see this kind of preaching for a long time. Not once, not twice, not four times, not seven times. There are preachers in Nigeria who mention their name. They call me to their office. They say, "Samson, so you message don't preach ye. Oh, later. I want more joy in fun alowo. Tell them what they like." Tell them what they like. You don't know as a preacher that every soul you preach to, God will ask you what you tell them. What will be the profit of Pastor Mavis that this church become 10,000 member church and 7,000 people and their name is not in the book of life? It won't be your portion, sir. I'm praying for you. It will not be your portion. Because for every church member that is going to hell, they will see the pastor and what did you put inside that person. We're in a generation whereby people don't want to serve the Lord again. Did you know that preaching inside bus is dead? Did you see that there's a new wave in the body of Christ when you open the social media? When we men of God, we are displaying all manner of chain. My chain is longer than your own. My own is longer than your own. My friend is the lead pastor of government in Australia. Theophilus Ajadi. Ajadi told us, he said, "Samson, companies still come to go farming that give us treasurers, people that read accounting. That how did you build this kind of Christian that they can never steal money?" They said they have the best Sunday school manner in Nigeria and Africa. They may not have big church, but they build Christians. You know, Satan wants you to be a church goer and you are not a Christian. Why are you dancing? You are fasting, you are praying, you are doing this, you are doing that. Then at the same time, I get what I'm saying. You not stand before the judgment seat of Christ. He said, "Depart from me, you workers of iniquity." And that depart, there is no repentance in that depart. You didn't hear what I just said. There is no depart. Don't let anybody deceive you with this grace message that is going on. No. Matriculation does not equal convocation. No. It's a simple arithmetic now. They are even abusing that when Muslims go to mosque, they leave their slippers by the door. When Christians go to church, they suspend their brain. You two look at it now. You enter last Unilag, you enter law department. Pastor Mavis, when you enter law department, is there everybody that you enter together that you graduated with?
No.
What happened?
Some of them had extra years, some of them were advised to withdraw.
Did you matriculate? When you entered, all of you.
Everybody matriculated.
Did everybody convocated?
Never.
You see, listen to me. There is no friendship in church that will take you to hell. You know when Jesus was saying that if your right hand is the one that will not make you enter, you cut it off. There are people you have to cut off inside this place. You cut them off. Somebody that is, when you are sitting inside, he's telling you, when church is saying that, we'll come to church on Saturday, we are working for the Lord for 5 hours. So your best friend is saying that, "Don't mind Pastor Maviso. Don't you know? We are going for a party. If you see, you see that some believers, they can buy a weave on of 80,000 for a party tomorrow. There are some men, I'm a man, the cheapest Calvin Klein shoe is 160,000 now, original. Any men's shoe, there is no 70,000-80,000 shoe. Original Italian Brazilian shoe. Listen to me. They now bring offering basket out. Are you getting what I'm saying? You want to rob at 150,000 or one drop 1,000 naira for one frame. Ah, in conscience, something they do, you. Listen to me. You want more wo Jesu or not for Chelsea? You want more wo Jesu last week or not for Chelsea? What power are you? Listen to me. Listen to me, Pastor Mavis. I was preaching on this dimension. You worry for Joseph Oya. A man came out and dropped 10 million in the offering basket. You know, there's an anointing on me that people give. And it's not for greed. He was shaking. You know what I just said? I said, you took Jesus' money. You went to do Ozumbo Zingbo during Christmas and New Year in Igbo land. The man said, I don't want to die. I've spent Jesus' money. I'm paying back. Another man came and dropped 2 million. Listen to me. Where your treasure is, that is where your heart will be. Do you really love Jesus? Do you know what it says? Do you know what it takes to serve the Lord? Do you know what it takes to serve the Lord? Then Dr. Maurice Avelo said, everybody go and sleep. You know what happened? A few years down the line, the boy just came back home. And came to meet his grandfather, Maurice Avelo. He said, Grandpa, I'm back home. I'm saved now. I'm truly saved. I'm not going back to Satan. I'm done with Satan. Go and go. I've forgotten his first name. He's doing crusades around the same place he was a drug cartel in the whole of South America. Kilo fe fa ye se fun Jesu. What do you want to take your life do for Jesus? Listen to me. There are three sets of people that can't deceive themselves. Satan, God, Jesus, and you. They can't deceive themselves. Even you yourself knows that you are not even close to Taiwan Christian. Not to talk of a Christian. You know that the Taiwan is fake. You are not even close to it. Whoa. Go back where? Oh, no, you drop Yahoo. Oh, I'm going to Yahoo at church. So, I'm going to pass those up there. Oh, go on and punish him. Whoa. Oh, if you won't write Balao. You can't use money to buy salvation. Look at me very well. I met Jesus. Even Satan knew I met Jesus. I'm 56 now. Which lie will I be telling you? Which lie? What do you want to give me? What? Do you know the places I've stepped? From city to city. If anybody says Jesus does not profit people, Jesus profit people. Pastor Mavis will tell you, I was a street boy. I started dancing disco from 77, 78. From 77, from Cool and the Gang to Shalama to Hoje to Atlantic Stars to Midnight Stars. I will tell you that the lead vocalist of Commodores was Lionel Richie. Are you getting what I'm saying? Whereby the lead vocalist of Cool and the Gangs was James C. Taylor. That was the reason why I didn't understand chemistry and physics. All my brain is disco. So when they're doing mathematics, chemistry, and physics, I don't understand. It's not that I'm dull. So the day I scored 15 over 100 in mathematics, I know I tried. For you to know that when you serve the Lord rewards you. My third daughter did WAEC and scored A1 in mathematics. I told my wife, God is reward though. Sharon started drumming at the age of 5. Listen to me. Choloni, Siloni, Wasin, Sokumoma, Sin. I want you to stand up humbly, gently. Just stand up like this. I'm done with my message. As you are singing that song, I want someone that will listen to me. I don't want R&B. I don't want Calypso version. I want somebody that will sing it in the spirit. Look by microphone, man. You may not have a good voice, but something will come on you. You see, as they're beginning to sing that song, there's a surgery going on. Some of you will lie flat. Some of you will go to the wall and kneel down. Some of you will kneel by the altar. As we begin to sing that song, Lord, let you be the number one in my heart and my life. Do a surgery over my life. I want to serve you with everything inside me. I don't say you can kneel down, lie flat, face the wall, but don't stand like zombie. Can you give me a spare mic for Pastor Mavis? I saw something from his mouth. I need a mic for Pastor Mavis. Can you just open your spirit, man, unto the Lord? Le kabrosha ke kandaba. Holy Spirit, do a walk inside me. Please come, Pastor Wanda. Hello. You know why I brought her up? Hold it. My father was an Ogogo seller with my mother. My lineage was a purely idol-worshipping race. So when God wanted to save me, God brought her my way. She got me saved. Let me clap for Jesus for using her. You know, when God wants to help a man, all my life, all my girlfriends are the one that love the way I smoke, the one I display madness in the club. So when God wanted to change my life, God just brought a church girl. She has never done disco. She doesn't go to party. It's church all her life. She started killing witches at the age of 14. If I've married the one that loves the way I smoke, all my children would have been drug addicts now. At times, Pastor Mavis, I look at myself. How could a gospel artist come out of me? The son of an Ogogoro seller. I'm like Abraham from all the Chaldeans. Listen to me. You know why I brought Pastor Mavis out? This is not a normal service, so the greatest thing Satan will do with your life is to put pride in your heart. When you know yourself and you need help and you are before the Lord. Please let me carry this table away. Put it at the corner. You can't get there by your might until the Lord walks on you. And until you submit to the lordship of the Lord. Everybody close your eyes. Bow your heads. You want the Lord to help you. You want to serve God with everything inside you. You may be born again, but you know you are not giving your fullness. You want the Lord to help you. You need help. You want total surrender. This service is customized for you. Just raise up your hand. Raise it high. 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 Raise it. 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 Satan will not want you to raise that hand up. Raise it high. You need help. You know you need help. Raise it high. Raise it high. Don't be ashamed. Run to the altar. Run, 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 run for your life. Run! Run for your life. Run! Run! You may be the leader of the head of the department. Everybody that is by the altar this morning, I'll need your name and your number. You must see your pastor this week from tomorrow. The Lord has need of you. Run! Find your way. Let me help them. Find your way. People are saying, please move. Move forward. Move forward. Move, move, move. Pastor, please help me. Move forward. You must kneel down by the altar. Some of you, you can even come close to the altar. You can climb close to the altar. I don't mind. Run. When you need the help of the Lord and you are proud, you are proud about it. That's the end. When you need help and you are before His altar, do you know what they call the altar of the Lord? Run. Pastor, please get ready. This is the most important session I came for. I need every name and number. And you say the way we're going to do this. Pastor Mavis, God will give you strength. Each one of you, you will meet your pastor one-on-one. Not collective. I don't know how you'll do it. One-on-one. One-on-one. Because God gives you a pastor to help you. Pastor Wanda, let me speak word into their life. Then hand over to Pastor Mavis.
Atalwama sahiladi dahalianik. Meke the heliwama kaida ni saila dita. Ekrania kaeba kalama suholia magaya. Today marks the end of a season in your life, the beginning of another season. In the name of Jesus, I stand here as an authority, and I enter into the realm of the spirit. Ekelwa mahalabo sehendia maha, likra nahandi boholia masahida, ekrida nahalabo seheliaba, mika dahandi yabakayaba. I activate, I enter in the realm of the spirit to activate the code of your dimension in the name of Jesus. I pray, let your dimension emerge in the name of Jesus. Let your capacity emerge in the name of Jesus. That thing, that gift, that vision, that enablement that makes you you, as from today, I speak into the direction of your life. Let the real you emerge in the name of Jesus. I pray that everything that was swallowed, who you are meant to be on earth, let that thing, Ezelebo Godiama, release you right now in the name of Jesus. I release you as from today. I release you into the world as a shining light. As a shining light. As a shining light. Go and take your place. Go and take your place. Go and occupy in the name of Jesus. Lift up your hand, begin to bless it. It is done. It is done.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I give you my life. I give you my soul. I live for you.
I live for you.
Everybody, let me hear your voice. Every breath that I take.
Lord, have your way.
Say, Lord, I give you
my heart.
my soul.
I give you my soul.
I live for you.
I live for you alone.
Yeah.
Every breath that I take.
To follow Jesus,
I have decided to follow Jesus.
I have decided
to follow Jesus.
No turning back.
No turning back.
No turning back.
I have decided.
I want you to sing with an understanding.
I have decided.
I have decided. To follow Jesus.
To follow Jesus.
To follow Jesus.
No turning back.
No turning back. Now listen, I'll tell you two stories, then I'm done. I'll hand over and we'll close. We're going to continue. Evangelist Samson, continue. There's a story behind this song that you need to know. I shared in this church before. A man went to the Indian tribe to preach the gospel. And when he got there, because he was preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, the message of the gospel, he was thoroughly attacked by his own clan. Why? The missionaries came and they introduced the gospel. And he heard the gospel of Jesus and he gave his heart. So he started preaching amongst his tribesmen. So they said, no, you're about to convert everybody here. He had a wife and children. And one day the king of the tribe brought him out before everybody, face to face before the whole world. And they said, because you have decided to follow this Jesus, we will kill you. So one by one, we will take everything that is important to you and watch to see whether you will not denounce this Jesus. And while the man was there, they brought his wife before him, real life story, and they killed the wife. As the blood of the wife was gushing out, the child first, the two children, they killed about two of the children and the blood gushing out like that. And the man took the second stanza. You can imagine somebody in high spirits, he started confessing, though no one goes with me, still I will follow. Even if nobody follows me, still I will follow. They said, oh, it's because of your children. You still have your wife. You think you'll produce again. And they brought the wife out and slaughtered the wife. And while the man was looking at them, he still told them, he said, I will not stop following this Jesus. I have found the greatest treasure in life and nothing can take it away from me. And while the wife was dead, he was waiting for his tongue to die. Then the king of the tribe said, no. There is something this man has found that we do not know. Anything that makes you take somebody's children and take the wife and he's still ready to die, we must know it. And that's when the king of the tribe opened his eyes and he opened the eyes of the man to know who this Jesus is. And before you know it, at the end of the day, it was said that many people in that community eventually came to follow Jesus because one man decided that he will not give up. Today, there are hundreds of believers all over, thousands there, because somebody gave his life for that cause. Many times we worship God with our mouth, but our heart is far away. You see, evangelist has come to spark up a light in us. Spark up. Anywhere you hear the message, take it. There is something about the message you're hearing, because there's something about what is entering your spirit. That casual, ordinary Christianity, it is common everywhere. And that's why you come to church today. Everything looks so casual, so normal, so ordinary. The world doesn't even respect us again. Something is wrong. The second story I'll share with you as I wrap up. The story of the man who sang the song. When he sang the song, what's the name of that song again now? When peace like a river attended my way, when sorrow like seas billows roar, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. Now listen, this This man happens to be the friend of one of the world's topmost evangelists at that moment. And the man he was following was D.L. Moody. D.L. Moody was a massive evangelist, preaching everywhere. He was a very close friend, but he was an accomplished businessman, a lawyer of the highest standard. Then they had the Chicago fire. Many of us can go and check online about the Chicago fire. The Chicago fire consumed everything that he had, all his wealth, his house, his money, everything finished. And this man follows Jesus. He was even sponsoring D.L. Moody's ministry and supporting. And people thought that because of that, he would get angry at Jesus. But people encounter Jesus beyond money. They encounter Jesus beyond their life. So that even if everything seemed like he's taken, they are still following Jesus. And while this man was standing there, the family was mourning, the wife and the children. So he listened that D.L. Moody had another program, a crusade that he was going to do. And while the crusade was being planned, he told his wife and children, go and join D.L. Moody. Just use that crusade to wind up. Just unwind yourself. Relax yourself. We have suffered harm already. This harm is enough that we have suffered. Just go for the crusade. Worship God. Serve God. I will come and join you people at the crusade. And while they were going for the crusade, they were preparing for D.L. Moody. At the middle of the sea, there was a serious... The ship collided. And because of that collision, their ship sank. And the wife, the children, all the children died. Only one person was saved. And they wrote a letter to him. No calls those days. So they sent a letter to him days after his children had sunk inside the ocean. And they told him, the wife saved alone was what she sent to him. That means only me, your children are gone, saved alone. Then the man was traveling to go meet the wife where she was. And they brought him in the middle of the place where his ship sank. And they said, this is where all your children have been buried. Instead of saying, God, you are wicked. God, you are unfair. God, you have done this. The man lifted up his voice and he began to sing. He sang that song that everybody hears today. And that when people hear the song, they always they're excited. He now started singing. When peace like a river attended my way. When sorrows like seas billows roar. He said, whatever my lot, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. That is the song of a man that has totally surrendered everything. Totally given everything. And he was not saying, Jesus, I'm singing so that you will give me back. Whether you give me or not, I have found eternal life. The most important thing we find in Christ, the daughters that sang, they had eternal life. They are going to heaven. The business that he lost cannot be compared to his eternal life that he has found. Tomorrow will come and God can repay him back everything. Time might not permit and the rapture sounds and he meets Jesus. But that is the most important thing. What shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? That's the summary of what evangelist is saying. Nothing is more important to us than to first of all give our heart to God. In 1 minute, can you say, God, sincerely, I mean it. That I want to serve you from my heart. There might be distractions, challenges, my friends, all that, but I will serve you. Whether you are here in front or even at the back, you know yourself. You want to say, God, I have been taking every other thing as more important than yours. I want to serve you. I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice. Every devil of distraction that wants to take your attention away from the calling of God upon your life to be useful to the kingdom. I declare today, that devil, I banish you in the name of Jesus. I declare every plan of Satan to mess up your life through repeated family cycles and patterns. Nobody served God very well in the family. Everybody struggles to serve God. And this time they are doing it. They do it anyhow. I declare you are coming out in the name of Jesus. You are out to serve the purposes of God. You are out to fulfill the plan of God. Your life will not be a waste. It will not be said that after you have lived here, you live for yourself alone. It will not be said that after you have lived there, you live for your business alone. What is more important than your business? Your life and everything. Eternal life will be what you will serve. The purpose of God is what you will serve. The plan of God is what you will serve. This is the beginning of a new season. As the woman of God has said, a new door, a new season has opened up to you. You are not going back again. Serving God all the days of your life. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of these life-transforming messages, Stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.